not finished by 30 seconds. Down here. Okay, today's daf is Kuf Dalad. We are halfway down Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, up to the two dots where it says Lachresh Achrav Yachresh. I think, yeah, a bit above halfway down. Say a third of the way down. Yeah. Lachresh Achrav Yachresh.
Yeah.
So when we said that the Mishnah said that it's everything is when you have someone who's mekabel the field. So if the minig is that he plows when he's finished and sort of sets it up for the next one, then he has to do it. Fred the Gemara Pshita. So obviously, if that's the minig of Medina, then that's part of the deal. Ever the Gemara Letzricha, but as for the lo menakshi, it's a place where they don't hoe as they go. Yeah, hoe as they go, and therefore. That's the normal minig. And he was hoeing. I mean, he pulls out the weeds, etc., while the stuff is growing, and therefore, so he did something in the middle extra to clean up the mess. That the worker can say to the balabas, "Hi, the nakishna. The reason why I pulled out the weeds in the middle is I dieted le karivnala, because it's because I'm not going to plow at the end." Yeah, because if I remove all the weeds while I'm going, I don't need to plow it up at the end. So therefore, it teaches you that it's if he wants to make that exchange from the minig, he wants to change the minig, he has to tell him anyway. He can't just do it and then say, "Oh, that's what I had in mind." Then we said, "Akol k'minig Medina." Now that you've said about, we talked about kitzer and whether he cuts it or uproots it. We talked about whether he's plowing. So now, what's akol asuyemai? What else is there that we are including over here? And for the Gemara, Lasuya Haratan Rabbana, Mokav Shenogu Lahaskir Ilonis Agabe Karka Maskir. If the custom is that when the guy is taking a contract to work the field for a certain percentage or a certain amount, and there's trees in it, so if the trees are included with the land, then it's included. Mokav Shenogu Lahaskir. And maskir in a place where it's not the custom to include the trees, so we don't include the trees. So the Gemara says again, what's the chiddush over here? Makom shenogel lahaskir maskir in a place where the custom is to rent it, so then you rent it, it's included, it's for the Gemara, again, pshita. And the Gemara letzricha, the kulei alma yalvi betilsa. That everybody gives the balabas, the normal deal of the percentage that the balabas gets is a third. The worker gets 2/3 and the balabas gets 1/3. That's the standard percentages. And the balabas agreed to take only 25% instead of a third. Yeah, so the worker's on a good deal. So Maudatema, you might think, the Amale, the balabas can say to the worker, "Hi, the botsulach, the reason why I'm taking less produce out of the field is I dieted lo yehimnalach bilonis, because I'm not giving you anything from the trees." Yeah, the trees are growing in the field, so there's apples coming out as well. So he says, the reason I'm giving you a higher percentage of the weed is because I'm not giving you any apples. There's kamash malon, so you might have thought that he can say that. Kamash malon, the boy of the frushalay. Unless he specifies, it has to be kamina medina. And if he does something that's better for the other guy, well, bad luck. Yeah. Unless you say so. Then we had Talola Haskire, Mokim Shnogu Loyla Haskire Maskir, and if the minig is not to include the trees, then we don't include the trees. It's again Pshita, after the Gemara, another way around. Letzricha, what's the case? The Kuli Alma Kalibir River. The normal deal is that the balabos gets 25% and the worker gets 75%. And he went and said, "I'll give the balabas." The worker says to the balabas, "I'll give you 33%. So you're getting a higher percentage." It's Mara Tema, so he could. You would think that he can tell the balabas, "Of the Amalei, hide the tafoyloch. The reason why I gave you a higher percentage is that I did have to leave bilonis that you, because you're going to give me some apples off the tree." So again, the chiddush is that he needs to tell him, even though it makes sense, it's time, but if he didn't make it befeirish, then it doesn't count. Then we said in the Mishnah, "Kashem shechokim betuah, kachokim betevim kash." Just like they divide up the grain that grows in the field, they divide up also the straw and the different madrigas of straw, tevim kash. As Amar Rabbi Yosef, "Bebohol nehigo in bubble." The custom is that la yavi tivna la arisa. that a sharecropper has no entitlements to the tevin, only the grain itself, but not the straw and the other bits of refuse that come in there. So the question is, Laman af kamina, who cares what you're telling us, what they do in Bovel? Why should I care what's special about Bovel? It's to tell you, that if there is a, if you find a person and he does give the tevin v'kash, is ayin yofuhu, he's just being generous. And you cannot extrapolate from him to say that that's the minig ha-medina, because the minig in Bavel is that they don't give it. Amar Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef says, Bukhra v'tafs of arkiva v'koni d'chizri. These are all various things that they put, they dig a ditch, and they put the earth around it, they make a little border on the field where they dig a little moat and pile up the stuff they've dug out, they pile up and make a little sort of a pseudo fence around the field. They do it. So Bukhra means the first time, like Bukhur, the first level, and Tafsa means a bit more, and then Arkafta is the third level. So doing all of that work to prepare the groundwork, pardon the pun, for having the field usable, with Kani de Chizri, and the sticks that you use to, they put a lattice, you're going to build a lattice around the field. Yeah, but first of all, in order to put a lattice, you need the sticks to be the frame, to hold the lattice. So all of that is the balabais. When you have a worker who agrees to work the field, the expenses of all of those things which we just mentioned, the balabais has to do them. That's sort of capital works, if you like. The capital works the balabais is responsible from. But the chizra gufe, the lattice itself, the arisa, that's not considered a capital, that's considered part of the operational job that he has to do, and therefore that's the job of the worker to do that. Klala de milsa, the rule is, kol ikur balma de balabais, anything which is a minimum standard of infrastructure to protect the field so that it can be usable is the responsibility of the balabais. The bare minimum responsibility of the balabais. He's got to provide, the deal is he's providing the land. He has to provide the land in a way that is usable. So the minimum infrastructure is the responsibility of the balabais. The tirusa yaserta, but when it comes to the extra that has to happen as part of the operations, as if there's other kind, yeah, that is the arisa. That's the responsibility of the worker. The Yomar Rabbi Yosef, Mora, the sickle, the shovel, the zavila, the zavel maker, the manure maker, the davla and the bucket to water the garden, the zarnuka is annoyed of the flask that they use in the place where the water, the hose, the gardening hose that they use for watering. All of those things, the balabais has to supply all of those things. But arisa ovid be'yoiri, the worker has to do the manual labor of getting the irrigation channel from the big river into the field. So that's that's the work effort. That is the responsibility of the worker. Okay, two dots. Yeah, you go with us. Yeah, Kashem Shachokin Biyayin. We said in the Mishnah, just like, so a guy is hired as a sharecropper in a vineyard. So in the end, the vine produces wine. So they split the wine. So the Mishnah said, Kashem Shachokin Biyayin, just like they split the wine according to the deal, Kach Chokin Bismarius Fakanim. Also, the twigs and the sticks that are in the vineyard, they also split. So it's a split percentage. So the Gemara wants to know, Kani Mai Viritai, what are these sticks doing? What are you talking about? You're planting grapes. What are the sticks for? You have smooth sticks that you peeled off the peels. You have sticks that it's used for the vines to crawl to what do you call it? He peeled the sticks back, so made a nice smooth. And it's used for the vine to climb on, right? That's what it is. Yep. So that is also considered part of the deal when it comes to split up at the end of the year the proceeds. So the sticks are there, so they split the sticks. And both of them equally provide for the sticks. So the Gemara says, Lamali, you just told me that they split them. is if they split them, obviously it belongs to both of them. So what if they tell me that both of them are providing? Obviously that's why. So the Gemara says, you're right. It's a matam, comma. It's a reason. Matam, shnei chokim, bekonim. Why is it that at the end of the year they both split the sticks? It's mishum, the shnei mesagas, because originally when it comes time to put the sticks, they're both paid for. Okay, new Mishnah. Hamakabel sadeh mechavei reb hi beis hashloch in a beis ha'ilon. So someone is mekabel to work in the field, and it is either a beis hashlochim. Beis hashlochim means it has to be watered. Yeah, it doesn't get enough rain, so it has to be. It's not enough to manage with rain. It needs. Sorry.
You have to send water.
You have to send water there. Oh, that's what shlochim means. Sounds good. Or a beis ha'ilon, or it's got a tree in it, even though it's a sodah. You know, it's a field, but it's also got trees. Yeah, so it's not as common in garden. Oh, bad pun. It's not a normal field. Yeah. So what happens? So the worker likes that field. He likes the field. Why does he like the beis hashlochim? Because it already has the irrigation channels set up. Because it's always used for irrigation, so he doesn't have to create the irrigation from scratch. It's there. So therefore, what happens if you have a shamayon? So he's upset now, the worker, because he was relying on that well, and now the well dried up. Or nita se'ilan, he was relying on getting some extra apples from the tree that are growing in the middle of the field, and the tree was chopped down. He cannot deduct from the balabos what he has to give him. But im amalecha chirli sada beis hashloch in zu, if the balabos says chachirli means take the deal of working this field, this beis hashlochin, oy sada beis ilon ze. So he specifies that this beis hashlochin, this weld field, or this treed field. Then Yavesh Shemayim is Ilam and Nakhlim and Ashkechura, because then he's getting a raw deal, because the deal specified that it's going to have a well in it or a tree in it. Then if the well and the tree disappear, he's entitled to deduct what he gives the balabos. So the Gemara asks, when you're talking about the well drying out, hey Chadomi, what do you mean? Ilam with the Yavesh Nara Rabba, if the river that supplies the well dried out, so the whole place is in drought. So Ainam and Nakhlim and Chachura, why shouldn't he be able to reduce it? Namele Makas Medinahi. He should be able to say to him, it's an overall drought in the whole country. And we learned before, later on, in Daf Kufay, we're going to learn that if there's some kind of an act of God that damaged the crops for that year, and everybody produced less than they expected, then he can provide, he can give less also. It was not his fault. So why doesn't he say that? It's the Yavish Narazuta. Not that the big river dried out, but that the small stream that's going to his field dried out. So everybody else has got plenty of water, and it's you. You're the one who's the problem. Your little stream dried out. You should have taken a bucket and go and water it. So you can't reduce the amount that you're going to give me just because the thing dried out. Amar Rav Papa, Hani Tarti Misnaisa Gemai. So the first two Misnaisa of this Perek, which are the two we learned so far, where it says Hamakabel and Hamakabel, Meshkachas Laben Bechachronusu Ben Mekabelunusu. The things that we said, so the first Mishnah was basically giving us the concept of Akol Kamina Gamedino, what sort of work he has to do, what sort of work he doesn't do. And the one which we just learned is about when it dries out and the tree falls down. So those two, says Rav Papa, they apply whether it's chachronus. Chachronus means when he's going to give a certain amount, a percentage, yeah? You're going to get that the worker works and they split it percentage-wise, the produce. Ben bekablanusa. Or it's kablanus that he's going to give him a certain amount. Sorry, I'm not saying good. Kablanus is the percentage. Wrong way around. Yeah, chachronus is where he's going to give him a certain amount of, a certain volume of produce, regardless of what the field produces, and the kablanus is where it's going to be a percentage. So there's two different sorts of this arrangement, and the first two mishnayos apply to either one. Mikan ve'elach, from the next mishnah onwards, the isur bekablanusa lesser bechachronusa, the isur bechachronusa lesser bekablanusa. Each mishnah, which we're going to learn later from here on, is going to apply either to one or the other, but not both. And Rashi says over here, I will explain each one as we get to it, how it applies to only one and not the other. Okay. Now, to finish off on this Mishnah, he says to him, take a job to work in this Beis HaShlachin. Is again Amayu. Just because he says this Beis HaShlachin, why don't we say that if the well dries out, then he gives the Balabos less? Why is it so? Why doesn't the Balabos say to him, Shma ba'almi amilach? It's just a name, yeah. This I call it a Beis HaShlachin, but really it's just a field, you know. It's just a word. I didn't really promise to give you a well. Milo Tanya, so you'll tell me what's the precedent for that? The precedent is the Brisa. Someone says to his friend, I'm going to sell you a kur size of the amount of land that you would plant to get a kur of grain. I'm selling to you. Even though it's not a base kur, it's only a lesach, which is half a kur, right? Even though it's smaller than a base kur, then the deal is valid. Yeah, like it's the castle. The guy says, "I'm selling the castle." Yeah, it doesn't have to be a castle. It's just a name. Yeah, what's in a name? So the same thing. The miskari base kur, as long as it's got that name. So they call it, let's say, the Golden Mile. Is the Golden Mile a mile long? No, but that's just a name. So therefore, if it's known by such a name, even if it's not an accurate description of the size, that's valid. Doesn't have to measure up exactly. Similarly, Karmani Moichalot, the guy says, I'm selling you a vineyard. Even if there's no vines in it. He says it's a vineyard, there's no vines in it. He called it the name, but who the mystery Karmani is called, as long as it's called vineyard. So you go to Martha's Vineyard. Yeah, I don't know if there's any vines in Martha's Vineyard. You know Martha's Vineyard? Martha's Vineyard's a holiday spot.
The Kennedys go.
Yeah, the Kennedys went. They're rich and famous in America, Northeast, in New England. Yeah, so it's Martha Washington. I don't know if it was George Washington's wife. Anyway, so I don't know if there's any vines there, but the place is called Martha's Vineyard. So as long as it has the name Vineyard, and that's the name, he says, I didn't mean that you're going to get vines. Fort Worth. There's no worth in.
No, there's no
Fort.
Yeah.
Or, you know, Tidal River. There's no river there. Is there? Anyway, whatever. So as long as it's got the name, it doesn't actually have to have the thing that it's describing. Paradis ani moichalach. If he says, I'm selling you an orchard, afal pishayim by reminding him, there's no pomegranates in it, he's just selling him a place called Orchard. Vahu, the mystery paradis, as long as it's called Orchard. So the three things in the braisa is Alma, we see from this, that Amalei, that the giver can tell to the receiver, Shema b'Alma amilach, I'm just telling you a thing that's called by that name, is Hachanami, when he says, Beisha shlach, I'm just giving you a name. I didn't mean it's really got a well in it. It's called Yermi's Well. That's the name of this field, you know. Like Rahim, you know. Is Omar Shmuel like Kasha? Shmuel says, it's not a problem. How do Amalei Machil Lechoicher? If the Balabos is saying to the worker, yeah, then he can say that I just meant the place with that name. I didn't mean to guarantee you're going to get those things. If the worker stipulates Beis HaShlachin, then it's different. Because why did the worker stipulate that? Because he means he actually always makbid on it. If the Balabas says it to the worker, Shma b'Alma, he could say, yeah, Shma b'Alma Amalei, I'm giving you just the name. But if the worker says to the owner, Kpeda, that means he's makpid that he wants the dafka have the well on the tree and whatever, and therefore the guy can't just say, oh, you know, it's called
Noble Park,
but it's not very noble.
It's not a park.
Yeah, on Broad Meadows, there's no meadows there either, right? So all that is, Ravina Omar Idiv Idiv Amalei Machal Chaych. Ravina says you don't have to say that, it depends on who says it. Even if the Balabos says it to the worker, there could be a chiluk. So what's the Mishnah telling you? Me the Omar Zeh. Here he's talking about where he says Beis HaShlachin Zeh. If it would just say Beis HaShlachin, then it's something called Beis HaShlachin. Why does it say Beis HaShlachin Zeh? Miklal Koy Begavaskin on. To say this, you have to be there and point at it and say this one. You can't say this one if it's a mile away. Yeah. So he's there. So therefore, why does it say Beis HaShlachin Lamali? Why does it say Lameima? Why does it say Beis HaShlachin? Why does it say this field? Yeah. You're standing in the field and you say, "Give me the deal of this Beis HaShlachin." Yeah, if you're standing in the field, you could just say, "Give me this field." Why does he say this Beis Hashlochin? The Ka'amalei Beis Hashlochin, because the Kaima Hashta means in its current state with the well not dried up. Yeah, so then in that case, he's entitled to deduct from the amount if the well dried up. Okay, go on, next Mishnah. From here on, as Rav Papa promised us, the Mishnah is going to either be either or. Says the Mishnah, Mekabel Sada Mechaveri Behaviro. The guy is agreed to work the field, and he didn't. He just left it blank. Yeah, you work out how much it would have made if he'd worked it. The Noisin Lane has to give it to him. Because that's the contract, says, if I make it fallow and don't work, I'll pay you good recompense. Yeah, so this one clearly, as Rashi points out, is talking only about the percentage. Because if you have to give a fixed amount, then there's nothing to talk about. Well, you worked, you didn't work, you owe the guy 100 bushels of grain, you didn't work the field, that's your problem, you still owe him 100 bushels of grain. But if it's a percentage and he didn't do any work, the percentage is going to be zero. Yeah, so then it's not fair to the balabos. So therefore, we work out how much it should have done and he has to give it to him.
Because you know, when the voting conversation between the parties,
yeah. That's interesting. Yeah, that's a good point. Okay. Rav Meir Hayadavish Loshen Hedget. Rav Meir would darshan, the word darshan is used a little bit loosely, it means he would be medayik from Loshen Hedget is the pshat. It's not that the Chachamim were misakin that this is a Loshen that should be used. It's just a business, the normal business Loshen that people use when they make deals. But Rav Meir said that Loshen is meduyik in the sense that you have to follow that loshen, even though it wasn't something that came from Chazal. For example, the Tanya, Rameir Omer, im oviv le'avid ashalim b'meitva. So this is not halacha that you have to write that. It's not a halachic thing, but that was the normal loshen and the standard template for a worker's contract. So Rav Meir said that's valid. It's chal, yeah. That he has to do that. Rabbi Yehuda gave another example. The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Adam may be korban asher al ishtoi. A person when he brings, if his wife is mechuyev a korban, she had a baby or whatever, when he brings the korban, he has to bring the rich. If he's rich, he can't taina, but she's poor because everything that she has belongs to me. Mamela, I'm rich and she's poor, so she will bring a korban oni. Yeah, he can't say that. And similarly, any other carbon that she has to bring, he can't get out of it by saying she's poor, therefore she's going to bring a carbon oni. Why is it so, says Rabbi Yehuda? Because what he writes in the Ksuba is, any responsibilities that you have is on me, here on. So therefore, he's like taking over the responsibility, and therefore, because that's the Loshen, even though that Loshen is not something which is prescribed halachically, but since that's a loshen that people use, therefore he's accepted upon himself. Similarly, Hillel HaZaken HaYodei Rosh Hashanah Hedded. Hillel HaZaken, another example, the same idea, the Tanya in the Braisa. Anshe Alexandria HaYom Mekachim Zaseyem, the men in Alexandria, would do Kiddushin, they'd give the ring to their wives. Ovishas Knisos in the Chuppah, and then they would all be marching up to the Chuppah. Boy in Acherim, V'chefim HaYisamehem. Someone else would come along and snatch, stood up, he was stood up at the chuppah, and someone else came and chapped the wife. So the rabbis were all saying, hang on, these women are mekudoshes. Yeah? So if there's kiddushin, then they're married to the first guy. If someone else comes and grabs her, and takes off with her, and they have a child, that child's a mamzer. That's what the rabbis wanted to say. Hillel HaZaken said, stop, just wait a second. Let's have a look what it says in the Ksuba to find out whether you're Mamzerim or not. It's Havil L'Ksuba Simon. So these kids brought the Ksubas to Hillel HaZaken. And he found that the Loshen that they wrote in Alexandria was, when you get into the chuppah, then you're my wife. So it's like a tznai. Right. So that means the Kiddushin was a chal. Is therefore, so he was medayik just from that Loshen. And he stopped them from being mamzerim by saying, "Well, that's not even though that loshen is not prescribed by Chazal. It was just a loshen.
The mother was never mekudesh.
It was just a loshen that they wrote. So that's enough to stop them from being mamzerim." Yeah, very good. Okay, so that's the Lazakid's example. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, again, how you do it, doesn't have to do with Yeshua ben Karcha. The Tanya, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, Omer, Hamalves Chaveroi, someone who lends money to his friend, if he wants to take a mashkin, he can't take a mashkin that's worth more than the actual debt. How do I know that? Says Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, Shekach Kesev Loi, because what he writes in the contract is, Tashlumta de Istachalai, Kol Kabul Dechi, whatever that is in Aramaic, right? Yeah, okay, if you want to say it that way. That means that that all the payments is going to be on this mashkin. Yeah, so therefore the payments on the mashkin, that means the mashkin can't be more than the payment, because he might end up if it doesn't pay it, and he keeps the mashkin, he's going to pay too much. So therefore, from that lashon which they wrote, even again, that's not a lashon that's defined by Chazal, he was medayik. So the Gemara says, just a minute, just on that one, time of the kos lehachi, tell him it's only because he wrote that. If they wouldn't have written that in the deal, yeah, loy kanya, wouldn't he? He wouldn't be. One second, he wouldn't be kinder. That means the. One second. He doesn't have to write that. In other words, if he. Even if he didn't write it, you're going to tell me that he wouldn't be able to get a mashkin. Ah, so the lashon that he wrote is that I will be kind of the mashkin. If you don't pay back, I'm kind of the mashkin. Yeah, so he's saying that's only because he wrote that. If he didn't write that, he wouldn't be kind of the mashkin. If he took the mashkin and the malva gave it back to the loiva, because you have to give it back if it's pajamas, you give it back in the nighttime, yeah? And what happened was, Mace, he died overnight, and the pajamas is back with the kids now. We shamed him, he can take the pajamas off the kids, and it's his. Yeah, so it's obviously that he was koine, because even when he returned it, as per halacha, it's still his. So the Gemara answer, so why do I have to bother writing that in the shtar, that he's going to use it for payment? And for the Gemara, a kahanik sivu legiroid, the writing it in the shtar achieves that it can, that if it went down in value, and it's not worth as much the mashkin, because the guy's still sleeping in his pajamas, so when he gave it was worth as much as the debt, but by the time he ends up collecting it, it's not worth that much, so therefore that's deducted from the amount that he's paid back, and they're going to pay the rest. Then we have Rabbi Yossi, Hayadavish Lashon Hedger. Rabbi Yossi, another example of using the Lashon of the contract. The Tani, Rabbi Yossi, and Mokim Shnagel Lassis Ksuba Milva Goiva. In a place where the custom is that the debt which is owned in the Ksuba is considered that means what the father says he's going to give as the dowry for his daughter is considered as a milva, like a debt that's a consolidated loan, is Goiva. So then he collects whatever's in there. So if he says, I'm giving my daughter $500, he collects $500. But if the is Goiva Milva, so he collects it as if it was just a normal debt.
So was the dunya is subject to staying married once they divorce, they have to give it back?
No, he can collect it beforehand. It's like the father says, I'm going to give you money going into the marriage. So the son-in-law goes to the shver, no, you said the money, give me the money. Yeah? If the minig is that when he writes it, he means it, then he's got to give it. But lichbel, some places the custom was that he wrote double just to make it look good. He'd write in it, I'm giving you 1,000. But really, it only means 500. It's gove mechze, so he only can claim from the shver half of it. And Nahabaloi, Gobel Tilsit, they were a Morse country. And when he wrote 1,000, he meant 300. So he only can collect that. Because they wanted to embellish the star to make it look more generous than it really was. So therefore, he's only entitled to collect the amount that he really meant. Mareimar ma binami shvacha. Mareimar would collect also that shvach, that put the amount, the extra amount that he put in to make him look better. He says, well, too bad. You put it in the contract, so you got to pay 400. I can't tell me it's 200 just because you were trying to embellish. Amalei Ravina Mareimar. Ravina says to Mareimar, why are you doing that? Vatana lichbel gave a mechza. The custom is to double in what's written, then he only gets half. And obviously that was a place where that was the custom. If you made a kinyan on it, then you're stuck and you got to pay the amount that says in there. Ravina mashbach uksil debratis. Ravina put in extra and wrote for his daughter Ksuba, he put in double to make it look good. Mashbach means he made it look fancier.
Increased.
Increased. So the other side says, that the son-in-law says, okay, let's make a kinyan. Ravina said, no. If you want to make a kinyan, then I'm not going to double it. And if I'm going to double it, I'm not making a kinyan. All right, we'll leave it over here, and we'll continue tomorrow.